Greetings, precious students. I am Sanat Kumara Melchizedek Venus. First question, please.
My Lord Sanat, this is Venkat. My question is, for a long time, we have had different types of teachings on this planet to enable the people to realize God, self-realization. How are your teachings going to be different, and how will they benefit us at this point in time?
God bless you. God bless you, son. God bless you. All right. The question is, how does the teaching of Sanat Kumara Melchizedek Venus benefit a seeker who would like to know more about evolution, holy creator, divine source? What will they find in my teaching that they might not find in another teaching? Let us say first, and let us establish, let us be very clear here, that divine source is all-knowing and expansive, omnipotent, omniscient. I come to the planet in order to share, through Terry Love, three requirements that I have found to be the only avenue into mastering energy. Mastering energy is in itself another whole subject. I will stay with what I have just been asked, and I will deliver three words: healing, mastering, stabilizing. These are my expertise arenas, and this is what I teach through Terry Love. So when the student is looking at their personal journey, and they are seeking answers to questions that they have, and they do not understand how to go about their business in a way that they will not repeat and repeat and repeat, I say to that student, there is a wound deep within their consciousness. A wound. And the explanation that I give to that situation is called perception. Now, in order to move forward in a perception, one must be willing to allow their interpretation to shift. And then when their interpretation is able to shift to what I would call a faster vibratory action on a subatomic level, then their focus shifts. They do not look at the original perception the way they did. They stepped outside of their 3D box, which is what I call Rome, which is what I call your human incarnation. They were able to step outside of that and look at that perception from a divine vantage point. Their interpretation changes. It evolves on that original perception. And then they take another advanced step, and they are able to look through the eyes of what I call heart. Heart is Holy Creator. Heart is within you. All of you on planet Earth. Heart is divine source. And so I work with Mr. Brain, Mr. Ego, and me. And me is your human incarnation. I call those three wonderful parts of you your 3D jury. And they have come in because they are on an assignment. They have a very specific assignment, which many on your planet call karmic debt. I refer to it as unfinished business. It is up to the student if they are available, if they choose to be present, if they are willing to look at unfinished business from a different vantage point. God bless you for your question, son. Next question, please.
Okay. Beloved Sanat Kumara, I often wonder, what is the meaning of my life in this chaotic time frame of my existence on Earth? Why am I here?
Precious Bonnie, I'm going to ask you to repeat your question and please verbalize a little bit firmer and louder for our recording.
Please enter your PIN followed by the pound or hash sign.
Thank you. What is my meaning of my life in this chaotic time frame of my existence on Earth? Why am I here?
God bless you, sweet one. God bless you. Our question is from Bonnie, and Bonnie asks, what is the meaning of her life in this chaotic time on planet Earth? Why is she here? Glorious question. Many out there on the planet Earth quietly ask themselves this question. I will decree to all of you that you are all from divine source. There is a higher power that has created all of you. You all carry within you a spark. Now that spark is defined as threefold flame. What does that mean? Sanat Kumara explains that threefold flame means you are an extension of the triune power of Holy Creator. You chose to come to this planet in order for you to evolve within your heart in a manner that would be most beneficial for your learning curve. And again, students, I will say this. Assignment. You all understand the word assignment. Everyone on Earth is on an assignment. Many do not remember this. They do not remember that they signed a contract. I call it your human contract. They signed on the dotted line. They agreed that they would go to planet Earth, which I call a 3D experience, and they agreed that they would participate in this dense experience on planet Earth, and they would look at their past debts. Yes, students, everyone on planet Earth has a past debt, perhaps more than one. You all made a decision that you would come to planet Earth, and sooner or later, look at your debts. Some are more willing to look at their debts than others. Does it mean that they are right or wrong? No. It's just where they're at. We honor this for our students. We allow it. We know that there is no right way or wrong way to pursue Holy Creator. It is the way that works for each of you that is best for you at that time. So, what is the meaning of your journey on this planet? I will say, as Sanakumara Melchizedek Venus, you are here to master energy. You are either master of energy, or energy is master of you. And there is only one within you that can teach you how to move towards mastering energy, and that would be Holy Creator. And this is precisely how I teach our students. Through perception, interpretation, and focus in every thought, every feeling, every action. God bless you. Third question, please.
Beloved Sanakumara, please expand on why movement for peace on planet Earth do not bring peace to the planet, that we are not allowing God to go first. They are 3D movements.
Very good. Please identify your name, sweet one.
This is Betty.
Thank you, Betty. Beautiful question. Betty asks, peace on planet Earth. How is it possible that as old as this planet is, and believe me, she's way older than what humans recognize, why is it there is not peace on the planet? Well, students, let us just go back and let us look at each person on the planet. You're looking at 7.5 billion people, give or take a few. And you look at what each one has walked in with. And I am here to share that all of the people on planet Earth, this is not their first rodeo. They've been on a planet of 3D experience, birth and death before. They come to this planet because they agree that they will look at their karmic debt, and they automatically walk in with unfinished business, and that unfinished business has automatically put them in a place of unrest, anxiousness, fear, uptight. So peace is the last thing on the mind of their Mr. Brain, their Mr. Ego, and their me. Peace is not dominant in the psyche. Is anyone at fault? No. Is there a learning curve? Yes. Peace on planet Earth is the ultimate goal, and yet there are other additions to that. In order to achieve a specific goal, one must become the goal. If one chooses peace on planet Earth, that one must become the epitome of peace. One cannot purport peace if one is not already at peace within themselves. And there again, we go back to mastering energy. In order to master energy across the board, in every thought, every feeling, every action, one must learn to allow Holy Creator to heal perceptions, shifting the interpretation and moving the focus to divine source rather than their 3D jury. Peace on planet Earth, a very admirable goal. It will come. This planet will know peace. This planet will also know unconditional love. This planet will also know joy, because this planet will achieve a majority of inhabitants upon her back that serve that which created them. God bless you, students. I honor you. I am Sanat Kumara Melchizedek Venus.